Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're back here with another one of our community check-in shows. This was a really fun one recorded back on Thursday night, June 4th, where we talk about pixie dust that was given to us by Disney on our trips, from small things like cupcakes and free desserts all the way up to room upgrades, even resort upgrades, and everything in between, some merchandise. We take calls and we get stories from folks that have been upgraded or given a little special magic on Disney vacations. Be real. I mean, we all hope for that each and every trip, and a lot of times it does come true. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. You can book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Their services are absolutely free to you, and we're booking lots and lots of 2021 packages right now. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Every time you purchase through that link, it does help support our show, and it really does make a difference. So please use it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you want to really get in on the show, become a patron over at Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Lots of fun discussions, polls, photos from way back in the day, and a bonus podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. So come on over and support the show. We sure appreciate that. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Thursday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in beautiful St. Peter's, Missouri. Happy Thursday night to everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great day. I know that a lot of our folks that are in the live chat right now are having rainy days. It looks like Ohio, Florida, all along the East Coast, but it is beautiful for one day here in the Midwest, but the heat returns tomorrow, so runners beware. Let's talk Disney tonight. We're going to have a good time talking about Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney. Got a lot going on. Today, we didn't have any huge announcements, but I do believe that soon Disney systems will come back online so that you can, or your travel agent can, make modifications and move dates and stuff like that. I think we're getting inching closer to that here soon. So that is good news, not only for myself as a travel agent, but for all guests, in case you need to, do some things like change dates for trips, so forth. So that should be happening soon. We had a question that I was going to address at the top of the show. It was about construction at the Walt Disney World Resort. I have seen multiple reports today and yesterday that construction will be picking back up at the resort, which I don't know if it's necessarily them getting ahead on the construction at this point, but more catching up, because they've lost, a good probably 6 to 7 weeks of construction time. So we'll see how that goes, but I hope that they do make the most of it and really get moving, because, today is, as we're recording, June 4th, 2020. So that would give them a good 5 to 6 weeks with no cast, no guests in the way. Of course, there will be annual pass previews, DVC previews, I'm guessing probably around the 1st of July. But, give some time. So let's hope that they not only can get moving, but maybe catch up and make up for some of that lost ground. All right. Also, today we got news. I don't know if this is interesting to you or not, but we've been talking about this for the last a little bit here. The NBA is going to restart the season with an abbreviated finish to the season at Walt Disney World. They finalized the deal. They're going to be playing their games at Wide World of Sports. If you've never been over there, there's two large venues where they can probably play two games simultaneously. And I would imagine that this will be something that is more akin to like a tournament, like how they run like AAU tournaments, where I would imagine you won't just have like primetime games, say like a 7 o'clock game and a 9:30 game. I'd imagine you'll have games from mid morning all the way till late at night, and they'll cycle through the teams in both buildings, obviously with no fans. So this will be on TV. I'd imagine if you're a basketball fan, you're going to get, it's almost be like the Olympics, where there's going to be, basketball to watch constantly for a good 3 or 4 weeks. And then I don't know how the postseason is going to play out. I didn't see that. The logistics for Disney fans, though, are that I've heard that they are going to house. Now, I don't know this for sure, but this is just what I read somewhere. that they're going to house the NBA staff, players, all that stuff over at Coronado Springs. That makes a lot of sense because Coronado Springs is a convention hotel. So they have convention space for team meetings, for league meetings, for all kinds of stuff. The tower is it's basically kind of a deluxe light. So the players, I mean, I'm sure the players have a certain expectation. You're not going to throw them in all-star sports. That just ain't going to happen. So they'll have, you know, dining on site. Transportation will be handled by the NBA, I'm sure, obviously, by private motor coaches, stuff like that. But it'll be interesting to see because we're, as Disney fans, I'm not the biggest NBA fan, but I will watch because I want to see games from Wide World of Sports and to see, you know, this is a great opportunity. I was thinking about this today. This is a great opportunity for synergy within the Disney company. Obviously, the NBA airs on ESPN, and ESPN and Disney are owned by the same company. So what a great way to not only show NBA games, but kind of like they do with college football bowl games, they can highlight the area they're in. They could show Coronado Springs, a little behind the scenes. You know, the players probably won't go into the parks because they have to be kind of quarantined and isolated. But you could also, you know, they need promotion for Walt Disney World. So maybe they go into the parks and give us some B-roll stuff like that. I'm excited to see what happens. It'll be kind of curious. Okay, one last thing before we get going. Good news. Good news on all fronts is that cast members are going back now. They've been called back to the resorts, especially restaurants. So cast members are getting a call to get back to work, which means once they get back to work, we can get back to playing down at Walt Disney World. And hopefully we can start to make little progress towards getting back to the new normal. Universal, of course, has opened, and there's been guests in the parks. Looks like things are going well over there. I've been watching. People are having fun. People have their masks on, but folks are having fun. So that's what you can ask. You know, people are over there. It seems like, you know, nobody's having trouble. So things are moving forward. You got parks open in Central Florida. Walt Disney World's moving that way. Construction's picked back up. We're going to have some professional sports here soon at Walt Disney World. And cast members are being able to get back to work. I think that's a win-win-win all the way around. All right, so let's take your calls. 407-413-9395. Again, that's 407-413-9395. The topic of the night that we're going to talk about outside of the news is what pixie dust have you gotten on a Walt Disney World vacation? What kind of upgrade, what kind of special surprise have you received on one of your Walt Disney World trips? Let's talk about that tonight. That's always fun. All right, we have our first call tonight. Who's joining us?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Mickey from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hey,
How are you?
Mickey, it's so good to talk to you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm warm, I'm comfortable, and I'm happy. So that's all that matters.
Hey, as long as the last one is happy, we can take that.
Exactly, yes. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so sorry. I didn't even think I'd be able to get in. I'm like all, you know, iPad and the phone out. So I'm like nervous at the same time.
I have to say
I'm so appreciative of everything you guys do.
I appreciate that. You know what? The only thing is you should win like a car because you beat Alfred. Alfred's usually the first caller, so that's pretty impressive.
Oh, my gosh, you're right, I did. Oh, well, make sure Alfred knows that I'm very sorry because I love listening to him. He's amazing. I love it.
Absolutely. He's my co-host is what I call him. So what's going on?
I love it.
So how are you feeling about all this stuff? What do you want to talk about tonight?
So I saw that you were saying what's the pixie dust mm-hmm. that happened, and I wanted to tell my story really quick.
Sure. Love this.
So we, my friends and I did Princess Weekend for Run Disney, and I kind of jumped in and said, hey, can I come? And they said yes, and we stayed at movies, All-Star Movies, my first time there. It was beautiful. I have to say I was really surprised. I'm a French Quarter girl, loved the movies, really nice. And so we did the faux pas of we had to check out right after the half marathon. I highly suggest doing that on Monday. Mm-hmm. So I had a split stay, and I got onto the minivan, and they took me over to Grand Estino, and that's where the rest of my stay was going to be. Went to go check in, and they checked my name, and they said, oh, you're actually concierge, and you're in the club level. And I was like, excuse me?
No,
I'm like, you're kidding, right?
You just say, yes, please, let's go.
I know. I think the look on my face was one of those like, Okay, who's playing me?
Yes, I know. You look around, you're like, okay. Like with me, it's always like, okay, is Pam or Ricky here? Because they're totally setting me up for something here. I'm always nervous.
Exactly. That's what I was. And so they're like, okay, we can check your bag here. And then she actually walked me to the elevators, which is amazing, and up to the club level. And I was astonished. I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't even figure out why. And the one unfortunate was I wish my family was with me. I was all by myself, and I've got this great big one-bedroom suite that I got, and I was club level. And I got to say, if you can do it, I highly suggest it.
Let me give you a kind of a parallel to that, because when you said the thing about your family not being there and they couldn't appreciate it, same thing happened to me. So I was down when we had the they invited the show down for the Toy Story media event before it opened, the weekend before. And so I went down and attended it with Pam, and we're staying at the Grand Floridian. But the thing was, like, my room for some reason was never getting ready. And I wasn't complaining or anything, but like, we had an event we had to go to at like 6 o'clock. It was a dinner, and it was in Toy Story Land. So I was like so excited. And they're going to be Imagineers. Like, you know, some of these people go to these media events, like, they're just like, oh, you know, I got to go, I got to cover this. I'm like a kid in a candy store, man. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, I just want to go. So the thing was, like, I had just flown down that morning, you know, and like, I don't know, like, I wanted to, like, you know, not dress up, but I wanted to get a shower. I wanted to look nice, you know, like, this is a big deal to me. So I didn't want to go in like all scruffy and stuff like that. So anyway, yeah, totally. So my room wasn't ready. Well, they're like, we found your room. I was like, cool. Cause I don't even need the room. I was like, if you just have like a room, I can go and take a quick shower. And just like, you know, if it's in the middle of getting cleaned, I don't care. I just want to get a shower before I can get on this bus. So anyway, they're like, we got your room. I walk around. It's in this building called Sugarloaf, which I've never stayed at the Grand. This is the only one night I've stayed there. And I open the drapes and you know, look out, and like, it's looking over Cinderella Castle with this gigantic balcony.
No.
Dude, there's a robe in the bathroom. You know, I'm like a, you know, Riverside's a splurge for me, Coronado splurge. You know, and I'm just like, and I'm by myself. And this, again, the room's huge. Like, I'm looking out over Cinderella. Like, I never did close the blinds the whole night, the drapes. I looked out there the whole time. I couldn't go to sleep. I couldn't, because I was like living every Disney fan's dream. And it was, you know, like, I called my wife and the girls, and I was like, you would not believe. And I, you know, sent pictures, and I'm like, God, I feel kind of guilty, but yes. I kind of don't. I guess, like, I wish you guys were here, but it's awesome. You know, so kind of the same thing. You're right.
I know. I did the exact same thing. I go, you are not going to believe what just happened, and you should see my room, and you should see what I'm getting to snack on and everything. It was amazing.
Well, for a race weekend, that's awesome, too, because, you know, you run to eat, and that way you can snack all you want.
Oh, yes, definitely. There were cheeseburger egg rolls and fruit waffles in my future that day. So, yes.
So, real quick, tell us what the concierge experience was like at Coronado, because that's the newest, you know, club level. What'd you think? I mean, was there anything stood out to you?
I think what it was is that it was such a new experience, because I've never done anything like that before. So when I first walked into the lobby, I went and stood, because I'd done an online check-in, and there was a lady, a cast member, standing there, and I asked her, what do I need to do? And she looked up my reservation, and she goes, oh, you've actually been upgraded to a club level. And I was like, what? But what was really nice is that she actually escorted me over to drop off my bag, because my room wasn't ready, and then she escorted me upstairs. She then, you know, we went into the club lounge area. She introduced me to the cast member there, and then, you know, kind of like handed me over. Then that cast member said, you know, okay, your room isn't ready. What do you need? And so forth. And it was just, you know, you can partake in any of the pieces, you know, that you see here. Told me a little bit about the hours that, you know, the club room was, the concierge room was open. And it was just a really nice experience, because someone's like helping you walk you through this space where you don't have to wait, and it was really nice.
It's really nice, but I'll tell you what, for some, and this is just kind of my personality, where I'm really, you know, blue collar when it comes to, you know, it took me forever to like use Bell Services to get my bags. You know, like I always hauled the cooler from the car all the way across Pop Century, you know, just because I didn't, you know, I just wasn't sure like how tipping worked and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we did stay club level one night at Beach Club at the end of one trip for our anniversary. It was like a splurge. And it was the same thing. Like they're like with you and explaining everything and like being so attentive. But the whole thing was, I mean, I wasn't uncomfortable, but I was out of my league. I didn't know what to do. Like, I was just like, this is so cool. But like, I'm a little bit, you know, Pop Century, that is churning you loose. Have a good trip. See you later. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I have fun.
Yeah. Right?
It was a really neat thing, but you got to get used to it. If you're not used to it, it's kind of strange.
No, I am totally the same way. And I'm Dutch, so, you know, I pinch those pennies. And now that you say about the tipping, I'm like, oh, dear, I hope I wasn't supposed to tip that cast member that took me everywhere.
I have no idea.
Because I didn't. That was not good.
I get it. Well, hey, that is some good pixie dust. And, hey, don't be a stranger. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for all you guys do, okay?
Anytime. You have fun up in Kalamazoo. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Our good friend Kim Taylor, PhotoPass photographer in the Magic Kingdom, the best there is. Let me just say that. There is no doubt to that. Hasn't heard anything yet, but hopefully that is soon. What I saw in the news was that it was mostly restaurant workers at Walt Disney World and hotel workers that were getting some notices to come back, so we'll see, because those are probably going to open up first. All right, we have our next caller on the line. We have two in the hole, so hang tight. All right, who's joining us?
Hi, it's Alexa from California.
Hey, my friend from California that I can't say your name because of all my devices that are listening to me all the time. What's going on?
Yeah, I'll make this quick, unlike last time.
No, it's fine. I love talking to everybody. I'm terrible. I talk to everybody. Here, if you take the time to call in, I'm going to talk for a long time. I apologize. That's just what I do. I love talking to folks.
Yeah, so my pixie dust story happened at Disneyland, naturally. And it's not like an upgrade or anything. It was just something that happened with a character. Mm-hmm. So it was my birthday, and I went to Disneyland with my boyfriend, now husband, and we watched the Main Street Electrical Parade. And I had, like, the birthday button on and everything, but, I mean, Only a button, you know, nothing crazy. But one of the floats in that parade is Cinderella and Prince Charming and their entourage. Mm-hmm. And so they're coming down the middle of the road, and Prince Charming, I kid you not, looks straight at me, mouths happy birthday, and bows.
Nice.
Right to me. And I didn't even, I mean, I'm happily married, and I didn't even care that I was with my boyfriend. I was just so smitten. I mean, how many girls can say that Prince Charming personally wished them a happy birthday?
I have a story kind of similar to that one. Everybody's, I have parallel experiences. So we went down one time over 4th of July when I was working at Space Camp. Okay, so the way Space Camp worked, I didn't teach the kids at Space Camp. It was when I was a teacher back home. But over the summer, Space Camp offers what's called Space Camp for Educators. So it's a camp for teachers to come down. And you get to do a lot of the Space Campy stuff, like fly the simulated missions and take some of the, you know, do the fun stuff the kids get to do. But the classes we taught were about integrating space science into curriculum. So we did that also. Anyway, so we had like 15 teachers that were on staff. We only worked there over the summer. Everybody came from all over the country, and we went down there and taught all summer. So we stayed at UA, University of Alabama, Huntsville. You know, we all lived together. And all. So anyway, Space Camp's closed over the week of 4th of July because of the holiday. So a couple of the people who worked down there were also seasonal cast members at Walt Disney World. So we all went down. They got a cast discount, and we hung out at Disney World for like 3 or 4 days during the break. And so this cast member had like some kind of big time connections. I don't know. We got to watch it was Spectro Magic at the time. But do you know, like, so you're familiar with Walt Disney World, right? You go there too?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
when you're going from the hub into Liberty Square, you go across that bridge. Like there's like kind of like brick podiums or kind of brick like posts. Anyway, there's like there's like a bench to your left as you start to go before you get to the Christmas shop. There's like a little recessed area with like a bench. Anyway, what that was VIP seating for the parade. And I don't know if it still is. Well, I guess it not now because there's no parades and there haven't been for a while, but that was where they had VIP seating. So we got to sit there, and I don't know how he or she pulled this off, but they did. So we sit there, and like every character that went by, like, would stop and look, like Cinderella, same thing. Like, she looked over and like blew kisses and like winked, and every character, I guess they must know, like, that's the bench to, like, you know, give all the attention to. Cause I guess, I don't know, maybe like Make a Wish kids get to sit there and stuff. But for that one night, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in a TV commercial. It was so weird. Cause I'm used to this being, you know, random guy in Frontierland, but it's one of those things where if you get lucky, it is fun. And that's so cool that, you know, you got to love a cast member like that because, you know, they're paying attention, that they're, you know, trying to find a cue to make somebody's day. And they saw the button and we're talking about it right now. That's so awesome.
Yeah. A button and a young woman of a certain age. And
yeah, maybe Prince Charming was just a player.
I emailed the cast compliment. I was all a flutter. It was kind of funny. It was just a simple bow, but the whole day I was like, you know, Prince Charming.
But see, that's kind of stuff I love, though, because did it cost Disney anything? Absolutely not. But was it something special to the guests? 100%. I love that stuff.
I really hope they have a parade for the 50th. I know social distancing and everything, that'd be really hard, but Disneyland has still had them, and there's nothing like ending your day with parade and then fireworks.
Oh, that I've said that for years. You know, like, to me, I think it's because if you kind of, you know, really made that part of your Disney going experience, because when I started going in like the mid 2000s, you know, it was always go early in the morning, take an afternoon break, swim, go back at night, have dinner, ride some rides. And it always ended with Wishes and Spectrum Magic or Main Street Electrical Parade. Like, you had to have fireworks in a parade, or, you know, Tapestry of Nations and Illuminations, you know, like that just signaled that it's a complete day. I still think without a parade at night, it's not 100% complete. This is me.
I've been thinking, especially because Main Street Electrical Parade left Disneyland. I mean, that would be cool if they brought it for the 50th, because a lot of people remember it and it's nostalgic and everything. I don't think it's Disney's best parade, but I do think it would have that like nostalgic charm for a lot of people.
Agreed. Oh, we just lost her. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened there, but great story. And we found out the Prince Charming is he's wooing the ladies. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Come on the air and share your story. What pixie dust have you gotten on your Walt Disney World or even Disneyland, even Disney Cruise Line? Betsy, my good friend in the chat, says we missed our Rock and Roller Fast Pass because Rise was taking so long. When we were talking to a cast member at the Magic Kingdom, it came up and she clicked her iPad and said, go to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train right now and enjoy. We thanked her and ran right over, and it was amazing. Gotta love a cast member with a powerful iPad. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Oh.
You could turn me down there on the computer. That's so
Hi,
weird.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Hi. Oh,
that's
my
so
gosh.
That's me.
I didn't think I was going to get through. It's
no,
Mike.
Look at that. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Celia from, I'm from North Carolina, and I am so tickled to finally be able to speak to you in person because you are on my commute with me every day. So,
hey,
thank you.
What kind of car do we ride in together?
Well, we were in a 2006 Honda Pilot, but I just got a new car, so I'm very excited about that.
Very nice. I like it. That's awesome that you take us along. I joke with my dad about this because he worked in radio forever. And I love when somebody says they take us on their commute, because that's like, I don't know, that's like a dream for me. I always wanted to work in radio, so that's as close as we can get. And it's fun because I never talked to anybody from North Carolina. So thank you so much for letting me live my dream.
Oh, well, so I want to tell my pixie dust story because I still talk about it every time I even think about Disney or talk to somebody about Disney or convince them to go to Disney, because I'm a big Disney fan and advocate. But when I was in high school, my parents took me to Disney World. And I was about six, maybe I was 15 or 16. It's been over 10 years, but we got there a little late. My dad was there for a conference. It was the first time we stayed at like a deluxe resort, and I was really excited about it. We were at Beach Club. When we got there, the cast member smiled at us, and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. This might take a few minutes, but I'll be right back. And then she... And I was, meanwhile, just kind of gawking in the lobby, just like taking it all in. excited teenager. And then she comes back and she's like, oh, you've been upgraded to club level. Oh. And I was like, what? Like, this is the coolest thing in the world for a 15-year-old. So, you know, we were just standing there, like, with our mouths open, you know, excited. And it was great. I mean, I know it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as magical maybe as like a parade or something like that, but it's something I still remember. And it's a reason we go to Disney, just because they do extra little things like that for people when they can.
Yeah.
And they made my 15-year-old self like so tickled, so excited.
Well, see, I'm excited because we stayed at the same club level. We stayed at Beach Club. Here's, you know what, the one thing that sticks out to me that I remember about this is probably, I doubt it's true of you. It's probably just the guy who was sitting at the desk at the time. But did they have like saltwater taffy, like at the desk where you went into the club level? Maybe it was just the guy I was there.
I don't know.
It was so good.
I don't know, but man, I thought those snacks were so cool.
Yes, I agree.
Like, I know you could have probably had them at home or whatever, but like that candy, like those free sodas, I was in heaven. I was wooed. But so we did end up staying at the Yacht Club again. This past spring, we went right before it closed. We were on spring break, and it brought back really nice memories to be able to take our 3-year-old there. And, you know, I turned my husband into a Disney convert. He didn't understand what all the fuss was about, but when we went in March, we bought annual passes, and we're just excited to go back whenever we're able to.
Now, wait a second. You guys bought annual passes in March, and you realize that after you bought your annual passes,
right,
everything kind of fell apart. You're the
COVID.
You're the reason. We found it. We're going to find you.
Yeah. Well, we're hopeful that we can go sometime soon. I don't know. We were lucky to get that trip in right before everything happened. So fingers crossed everybody will be able to
have
a good, safe trip soon.
Yeah, we're getting through that. Let me ask you one last question before I cut you loose. I sure appreciate you calling in.
Sure.
How cool is it getting to take, you know, your child now? Because, you know, I'm going back through, and on Patreon we're sharing some old pictures, stuff I didn't – actually pictures that I took at Disney trips before Twitter and stuff. So I haven't shared them on social media. But, you know, isn't it cool when you get to share – all these experiences, you know, with your husband too, because he doesn't have kind of the background that you have. It's almost like things for the first time all over again.
Oh, it so was. And my parents, you know, they went with us. So we kind of were reliving our trip.
Oh, nice.
You know, our first trip that we went on together. And they were just so excited to take my son and go on Small World and all of those things. And we did the Crystal Palace dinner, and we remembered doing that for the first time. And yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, I love a multi-generation like family trip where everybody gets to have fun, and that's what Disney is for us. It's just a really, really great memory and a great place.
I got to get my dad down there. He's not a big Disney guy, but I think he might like, I don't know. He might not like it. We'll see. I'll give him a shot.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody needs to take a shot. My husband, I mean, he thought it was going to be fun. I don't think he didn't think he was going to enjoy himself this much. Now he's a Disney like fanatic. So.
There you go. He can be the good side
everyone.
With us. Awesome. Well,
all
hey,
right.
I sure appreciate safe. You taking the time to call. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Stay safe. All right. Let's get to the next call. We have him coming in here. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hey, Diane. What's going on?
Good. How are you?
I am doing better than I should be. Having a good night.
Yeah, same here. We had beautiful weather today in Massachusetts. It was about 85 degrees, sunny, fabulous.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
officially summer.
Put this in a bottle, because in January we'll be wishing we had it.
Oh, absolutely. we didn't have a bad winter this year, so I can't really complain, but I'm all set with snow. I don't mind the cold. I don't like snow.
See, I'm the opposite. If it's going to be cold, I want snow. You know, it's ridiculous for it to be 10 degrees with no snow. Like, but again, that's the school teacher in me. You know, I can't shake it. Like, I love a good snow day, even though I work from home now. It doesn't matter. Pam Forrester, Pam Forrester doesn't call me and say, guess what? It snowed. You're taking the day off. I wish you would, but.
I don't think we have snow days in our future. Now that everybody has a handle on this virtual learning thing, I think we'll just have to, you know, keep learning.
I have told all my educator friends exactly the same thing. I'm like, you will never see a snow day for the rest of your life because we've been doing snow days for 3 months. Yeah, I'm totally with you. And, you know, it's for the good because kids will get out earlier now, you know, when they say that, because around here they would have the last day of school, like, you know, May 20th. But then if you would have 5 snow days, you would get out, you know, after Memorial Day. And I know you guys get out way late in the East Coast. I can't even imagine. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we do. sometimes our official last day can't go any further than June 30th, but we've been up there in the high 20s sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm already yeah. When I was teaching, I had a good tan going on by June 30th. That's crazy.
Oh, gee, I know. And those buildings are not, most of them are not air conditioned, so it's real rough on the kids.
Crazy. All right, so you got a pixie dust story. I love these.
I do. I'm actually going to go with my second place pixie dust story because okay. I told my first place one once in the Snapchat and Snapchat in the chat, and Ricky has told it before on the air. So my second place story is actually 2 years ago. We took a family trip to Port Orleans French Quarter. And we flew down first thing in the morning. You know, room wasn't ready, but that was fine because we explored the little riverboat on the Sassagoula River, which was fantastic. We went down to Disney Springs, and we kind of just filled the day in. So we didn't get back to the room until late at night for the first time. And, you know, sweaty, hot, ready to kind of give the kids a shower and, you know, us a shower to begin our day the next day. So when we went into the bathroom, we realized that there was no hot water. It was, you know, just ice cold water. So I called reception and I let them know what was going on. So maintenance came up shortly thereafter and she's like, well, I have good news and I have bad news. Uh-oh. And I said, well, okay, what is it? And she's like, well, the good news is that it can be repaired, but the bad news is it won't be repaired until tomorrow morning. So I was like, oh, okay. You know, I guess it is what it is. But she's like, we will fix it and to, you know, take care, just to compensate you for your troubles and your ice cold shower, we're going to gift you with some extra fast passes. So we were going to Animal Kingdom the following day. So she credited our Magic Bands with some extra fast passes, which was really great because the park was super crowded and it was super hot and it was just so wonderful to just be able to walk onto all those rides.
And, you know, I think that's so smart by Disney because when they're giving, because, you know, again, they do give out things that have, you know, costs associated with them. Sometimes like a, I don't know, for some reason, like a clothing item will get ruined, you know, some, maybe a kid's like running and they fall and they rip, you know, their short, I don't know, a shirt or something. And they give you like a voucher, you can go buy a shirt at the store. But when it comes to things like, you know, fast passes, there's not really a monetary value, but for the guest, that's golden because when you have that on your Magic Band, you know, instead of having 3 that you scheduled, all of a sudden you might have 6 fast passes and you have that because just the difference between like 3 and 6 fast passes, 6 fast passes means you can have like a half a day or more in a theme park, just kind of going willy nilly, not having to worry about anything. And it's just such a cool, I'm right with you. Like it doesn't cost them anything, but it sure gives a lot to the guest.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're right. For us, it was pretty much more than half the day that now we had, you know, a place to go with purpose that wasn't going to, you know, make the kids more irritable because it was, I don't know what it is about Animal Kingdom, but I think that's like the hottest park ever.
It is, yes.
So it was just great. We ended up going on the Cali River Rapids and we did, you know, a bunch of things that wasn't really on my priority list because my son is a huge dinosaur fan. So I kind of spent a lot of the fast passes over there. But we were able to do a lot of other things and it was great.
You know what? That kind of solves two problems there. If you go on Cali River Rapids, you don't need to take a shower. You're soaked.
Correct. Yes.
That's awesome. Well, I sure appreciate you calling in tonight and I appreciate everything you do for the show. You know, you're always here in the community and, you know, I don't get to tell everybody thanks enough personally. So thank you so much for being a part of everything we do. It means a lot.
Oh, no, absolutely. I have to thank you. I mean, since day one, when everything just looked so uncertain and so bleak, like our future was just, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. This show has just been a light for us, and I look forward to it every day. I feel like it's my my social time with my friends. You know, getting to know everybody by their first name. It's great.
That's it. I think Alfred and I are going to be having Coke Zeros here shortly and riding Splash Mountain. I didn't even know the guy before this started, so who knows? It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You stay safe. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. I love this stuff. All right, let's get to the next call. Who's joining us next?
Hi, Mike. It's Eric. How are you doing?
Eric, what's going on? I'm doing great.
Oh, not a lot. Nice, quiet day up here. Really gorgeous out, like, everywhere right now. Oh. So that's been great.
Yes.
So I first would like to file a little grievance with Disney. I've been down there a lot, and I've never really received all that many special magical things. I think people look at me and they go, "Oh, he's okay. We can let him just go around. He looks happy enough already."
They say, yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe you're too happy. You got to be a little grumpy. They're trying to work you over. I don't know.
I have a friend who ugly cries. And the day that she got, I was with her, and she found out that she was able to adopt a daughter that day. And she was just like crying her eyes out because she had told me, she had asked me to be the godfather. And she waited until we were on Dumbo. So she asked me while we were on Dumbo. And then we land and we go to watch the fireworks. And we got a prime spot right on the train station platform, over looking right down at the castle. And she got the call and she just started to bawl. So she said, "Oh, I'm adopting a daughter. Everything's perfect. Everything's perfect. This is perfect." And like she ran. Because I think she didn't want to bother the people around her. The only place that she could find was quiet was the hat shop.
Yeah.
So she sat in the hat shop. She talked to other people. She cried her eyes out. And when she was done, they walked up to her with a hat, a pink hat that says, "It's a girl."
Oh.
And now it gets a little more than that. Like, she starts to cry again and she composes herself. By the time she got back to me, she had this bag of stuff. And I'm like, "Did you just go and buy all of that right now?" And she goes, "No, I stopped crying. And I went to a store and I looked like I had been crying. And they asked me what was wrong. And I told them I had adopted a girl and they gave me boots. And then I went to another one and they gave me this. And I went to another one and they gave me this." So by the end of the time, she had like this big Disney bag with stuff. And because she had gone to a couple of stores to find a place that was quiet while the fireworks were going on, because people aren't in those stores. And each place gave her something. I told her, "Did you go down the other side of the street too?"
Seriously, did you go to Starbucks?
Yeah. You just went up one side. You could milk this.
She went, and next you're going to tell me, Eric, she went to Disney Springs.
Nope. No. Unfortunately, she was exhausted, and we got to go back, and she went to bed. The only thing I ever got was, like, do you remember the Millennium Celebration where they would do these magical moments that happened around? Like, if you were at the right bench at the right time,
they
would give you something.
Year of a Million Dreams. It's my favorite promotion ever. Yeah.
We got fast passes. We were at Disney Studios, and they came and they gave the three of us who were there the magical fast passes. The problem was we were on the way out. So
Same.
What we did with the person who was there, we walked on our way out, and we found someone who was just coming into the park. And we all kind of passed it forward and gave it to another person who was there on the way in. So that was a nice thing to do. That's the only thing I ever got, and I gave it away.
Oh, I'm not as generous as you. So during Year of a Million Dreams, I've told this on the show before, but we were down there for Mouse Fest. It was Ricky, Pam, and I, and we were just finishing up. Like, I was getting ready to leave. It was our last day. We're in the Magic Kingdom. We all ride Peter Pan. Okay, so we're on different ships because there's a bunch of us, like a whole bunch group of us, like 10 of us. And we get off, and at the exit, I call them the dream squad, like the people that hand out the gifts. They're there, and they start handing out those. So was your Fast Pass like the one that had the like tabs and it was on a lanyard kind of thing?
Yeah, I had like the lanyard. Have the lanyard. I wasn't giving away the lanyard.
Totally. It was going to be my last ride anyway, because I had to drive home. Like, this is back before I flew, so I had to drive. So I knew I had to get on the road. And the thing was, so I happened to get off before Ricky. I was the last. Like, everybody in front of me got one. Pam, I think Jay was with us. Like, four or five people got them. I was the last one. Because I guess, and I did hear this, that, like, they have – some kind of a formula, like, you know, like a 1:17 p.m. be at the exit of Peter Pan. You have 5 fast passes to give out.
Yep.
Well, I got the last one. Ricky was behind me, didn't get one. And I still haven't heard the end of that. And it was 2008. And I didn't use it, but I mean, I also didn't give it away because in my like Disney mind, I told myself, like, I'm keeping all these tabs on here. Like, this is the ultimate souvenir from like this time of Disney history.
That's an awesome souvenir.
So I have it. So I should have given it out so somebody could use it, but I didn't use it.
Because I think there were pins on the lanyard too. I should go check mine. I haven't worn it in ages.
Yeah.
But I think there were like 4 pins that you got along with the lanyard that they gave you.
Ricky got so far.
That were.
I should have given it to her. I'm such a mean guy. I'll have to find it. Maybe I'll give it to her now. I feel bad.
All right.
All right, Eric. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Albert hasn't been able to get in. We got to give him a chance.
Yeah, and hey, don't be so happy. All right. See you later.
Okay. I'll try to be more miserable.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Bye. Misery loves company, they say. I love Eric when he calls in. He's also got all the dad jokes in the live chat, which I appreciate. Heather said they're at the Grand Floridian shopping, and Goofy called the store to wish her daughter a happy birthday. How about that? That's pretty sweet. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
What's up, Mike? It's Tyler from Georgia.
What's up, Tyler? How's that running going?
It's going good.
Good?
So good.
Good.
I felt so good today after my run.
Nice. It's been...
That's a good feeling when you're done and you're like, oh, I can keep going, but I got to go to work. So.
Mike Bankhead always says to leave a little bit out there. I need to start learning that.
Yeah. Halfway through my run, I was like, why can't I slow down? I'm trying to slow down, but my body just won't let me.
Oh, that's a good day. I love that.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Have you got any pixie dust in any of your trips?
Yeah, I actually posted it in when you did the Is This Romantic show, I commented on the post.
So go ahead and share for us, though.
So, yeah. So my wife and I, we were down there for, we were just dating at the time, and I was doing the Star Wars half marathon in April of 2017. And right after the half marathon, we went to Epcot, and I proposed on one of the bridges in Italy.
Nice.
And so on our honeymoon trip, we actually were just going to the beach, but a hurricane had just hit the beach that we went to, so it was like absolutely destroyed, and we were really upset about it. We couldn't just go sit on the beach because there was so much debris. And at dinner one of the days, we were like, you know what, let's just go to Disney. It was only an hour and a half away. We were like, let's just go to Disney tomorrow. And so the next day, or we bought tickets while we were sitting at the restaurant, and the next day we went to Epcot in the evening, and I was like, oh, we should go take a picture at the bridge where we got engaged.
Totally.
But they were setting up for a dessert party.
Yeah.
So they had it roped off, and I was like, oh man. And my wife is not someone who will normally, you know, ask people like, hey, is this okay? She won't send food back, anything like that. But there was a cast member standing right there. And I was like, I'm just going to ask her if we can just step over and take a picture and then leave. Because no one was there yet. The party wasn't actually going on yet. And so I asked her, and she was like, oh, I can't let you go all the way over there, but I can just let you sneak onto the steps real quick, and I'll take a picture of you. So we snuck under the line. She snapped a picture of us where we got engaged. You could see it. It wasn't the exact same spot, but it was close enough. And so we came back under the rope that had it tied off, and I was like, thank you so much. And she said, well, I just got engaged myself.
Nice.
So she was in a very romantic state of mind. So she let us go under the rope, and we took that picture, and we've got that picture from our honeymoon trip.
That's so
and,
cool.
And it just goes to show that what the cast members will do to really make your experience really unique and special.
Again, it's another thing. It didn't cost them a dime. It wasn't product or merchandise. It was just the opportunity to have, you know, a brief experience, not even anything that's a big deal, you know, but it's a big deal to you.
Yeah.
And I love when they, you know, when cast members recognize that. I think that's the difference between, you know, somebody who is a cast member where it's a job and where it's a passion, you know, because I think that cast member was, you know, if you think about it, you know, the rule says we're setting up for this thing. Probably the general public has to stay behind the rope, but this is an opportunity. It's not going to hurt anybody. Snap a shot. You know, it takes 2 minutes and you guys have a memory. I love when cast members are able to make that call for the guest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, I have a similar story, but I asked my wife to marry me on this bench right along the Missouri River in St. Charles, which always goes underwater when it floods. So we don't have such a great spot like Italy and Epcot like you guys, but we do have a bench that is in Frontier Park in St. Charles. So we go back every now and then. But that's so sweet. I love that. And that's just, again, cast members. It's all about the cast. You know, to me and I think to you and to most of our listeners, it's all about the cast members. So I hope that they're hanging in there and doing okay. And I can't wait to get back to getting to see them and seeing the magic they can make for us again.
Yeah, I miss it. You know, I was listening to the show you put out today from, I think, the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I was missing baseball so much.
Yes.
Because normally this time of year is when I start to get a little less interested. You know, it's not opening day anymore, mm-hmm. but it's also not even close to the playoffs. But I've just been missing it because normally it's here, and I don't want to take it for granted, but there's nothing to watch right now. There's no baseball. I can't watch the Braves.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. Hey, Jared called in that night, and he said that he told me there's going to be baseball. And the guy is in the know. He works for the Wall Street Journal. So I'm trusting him. Please. I just got to believe in something at this point.
I'm hoping.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to it.
Cardinals and Braves are always good games.
Yes. Yeah, they're mostly – we lose a lot, but they're mostly good games.
Whatever. You guys own the 90s. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I was too young to remember that. So, but the other thing I wanted to let you know was somebody else said that they weren't sure how many masks were being worn in Georgia. All the businesses, everybody working always wears a mask. My wife works in a restaurant. They're required to wear masks. And I'd say probably 50-50 on the customers in grocery stores and stuff like that are wearing masks, at least where I am. And Bojangles, they're wearing masks.
Oh,
so
Bojangles biscuits. I've only had them once, like on a drive to Florida. But, oh, it was so good. I still remember.
Well, they're on my
decade
drive
later.
To work, so I eat them a little too much.
Yeah, that's probably. I know. That's probably they're on your commute. Yeah. So I went to my first store today since before the pandemic. I went with the girls over to Target. They just wanted to get out of the house. And same thing here. It was about the workers were all wearing masks, but I'd say the guests probably about 75-25, no masks, but there were people with masks. But
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't crowded or anything. I didn't feel uncomfortable. It was fine. So,
well, and sometimes I'm halfway into the store, and I'm like, oh, I forgot my mask in the car, and I got to run back and get it. So
yeah,
sometimes it's hard to remember to,
I didn't have mine either because I was just driving around in the Jeep. I thought we were just going to pick up dinner, so but we went in there real quick. So
yeah,
I felt weird. You know, it's like, God, I haven't been in a store in forever, like since March. It's crazy. Like, not that I'm a big shopper, but I don't get to go anywhere. Like, that was like Mallory's like, this is exciting. We're going to Target. And I'm like, it's across the street. I mean, it's not even that big a deal. It was.
Oh, man. If we lived across the street from Target, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah. It's Chick-fil-A is 0.9 miles from the house. Target is 0.7. Taco Bell is 0.8.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything is right here where we live. It's way too close. You can see it
from
the end of our driveway. It's not good.
Yeah, that's good and dangerous at the same time.
That's awesome. Well, Tyler, hey, you take care. Thanks for calling in and sharing the story, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Stay safe out there.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Apparently, Goofy is working the phones because Abby Lynn says she was at dinner at the Brown Derby when she was 5, and they asked at the table if I had a phone call, and Goofy called her too. Goofy's calling everybody. All right, we have our next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
It's Chip from Massillon, Ohio.
Hey, Chip, what's going on? OH.
IO.
There you go.
Not really. I played at Bowling Green. I'm not a big
fan. Okay, there you go. Well, I'm not a Big Ten fan, so it's okay too. I just try to be kind. I'm more of an SEC guy, so there you go.
I know that, yeah.
So what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm coaching football, so I have to wear my mask to coach my players up right now. So
let me ask you about, I know this is a Disney podcast, but you know, like, football's my huge passion. How's that? Because, you know, my daughter works for Mizzou women's basketball. She's a grad assistant, and they're still not sure exactly how to do training, and because they have to be small groups. You know, do you have two at a hoop, one at a hoop, and all that kind of stuff? But I mean, football is on a whole nother scale. Like, how are you guys tackling that, at least here in early June?
Right now we're just lifting, so we can't be in groups of more than like 40, I believe is what our county says. So our coaches, we encourage all the kids to be 6 feet distance at all times, unless they're in their 3-person group. And we have to check every kid when they come in every day, if they have any sickness or have any symptoms, so that we just cover our bases in case, so we can track if a kid gets sick, who did he work with, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Paige just realized that when they go back, you know, full time, because now it's like voluntary and she's not even back yet. She's still here. But apparently they're going to get tested every day, you know, anybody that's an athlete or on staff. And so she's not excited about that. She's like, I'm just a grad assistant. I don't. Yep. You're going to get tested. It's just how it is. Everybody's going to be in contact with each other. So.
Well, the city I coach at Massillon, which is a big high school around the nation. And football is like our number one income when it comes to everything. And so if we don't play, it's going to like the city may riot and go crazy, because football is what matters in the town.
No, I hear you, because Gary Pinkel is one of my heroes who used to coach Mizzou, the retired coach. And he came out of Ohio. And so when I read his book, I learned a lot about Ohio high school football. So. And a couple of our quarterbacks in the last little bit have come out of Ohio. Matty Mauch, well, he kind of went south, but we've had some good connections. Yeah, he lost his stuff. He had a lot of talent, man, but oh man, he fell apart. Anyway, all right, let's talk Disney. What you got going on with you got a pixie dust story?
Yeah, so we had it was 2008, the year of the magical dreams or whatever, and I just graduated high school. My dad took me and a buddy and my whole step family down. And so we had a fast pass, the old fast pass system for, Tower of Terror, but the wait was only like 10 minutes. So my dad and my buddy, and I went on, rode it, and then we came back for our fast pass time. And my stepsister had already gone ahead and she's like, oh, I'll just do my fast pass, whatever. And so we go in with our fast pass and we get into the pre-show and there's like half the people, maybe a quarter of the people in there. And then I noticed there's like Indiana Jones standing in the corner. And so when the lights turn on and get ready to go into the maintenance area, they hand us and say it's a year of a million dreams and hand us a lanyard with all the fast passes on it. And my stepsister was so mad because she had already used her fast pass.
That's what you get. That's what I just totally said. You know, you should know
how to go with that. That was when Toy Story Mania had just come out, so we didn't want to wait for 6 hours, so we walked right on it.
Oh, my gosh. I know, don't you? Because back in the – right now, I guess it's like a Flight of Passage, you know, or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, probably the two ones that if you land that fast pass, especially back then, because the thing was – you know, an hour before that, you didn't have a fast pass to anything. And then all of a sudden you're walking around with this, because those fast passes, for those people that weren't around for Year of a Million Dreams, it was a piece of plastic on a lanyard and it had these little tabs that broke off. And it had about, I want to say like between 8 and 10 different attractions around the outside. And when you used it, they would just break the tab off. And that's how you redeemed it. And when you were walking around with one of those things around your neck, you were just like, I mean, this is how I saw it. Okay, big Disney fan, though. Like, if you were walking around, you were like the rock star. You're like, oh, my God, they get to ride everything with no weight. It was just, it was the best feeling. I only got it once, and I didn't get to use it. But it was, I always wanted one so bad earlier in a trip.
The cast member's reaction was awesome, too. They're like, oh, you're, like, lucky. You're one of those people.
Exactly. But then again, I wanted to win DVC, so that didn't happen.
That's true. Hey, I got an interesting story for you real quick.
Yeah.
So my dad's a real estate, industrial real estate. My grandfather started the business beforehand. He actually walked the property in Florida with Walt Disney.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There was this, I don't remember off the top of my head. My dad's told me a couple times there was something out of Cincinnati that Walt and him were part of, and Walt invited him down, and my grandfather, he wanted him to buy land in his company's name and then sell it to Walt. And my grandfather's like, yeah, I just kind of not really into that. That's just kind of against my morals.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. I totally get it because it sounds a little shady. It was a little shady. I mean, we all love Disney, but I mean, think about it. Like, this was all top secret so that nobody would find it. Yeah, we love it now. It's a great story, but you're right. If somebody approached me like, hey, let's do this backdoor deal, I'd be like, Mr. Disney, I'm kind of nervous about that. I get it. I'm with you. I'm with your grandpa.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did they get a picture or anything? That'd be cool.
I don't know. My grandmother just turned 100. I'm the one who messaged a couple years ago that she was 99 and wanted to go on another cruise.
Nice.
We're supposed to go on a family cruise. She's 100 now. So we'll hopefully hold out and we'll be able to go on a family cruise some point this year.
That'd be great.
But I don't know. I'll have to see if there's, I think there's a document signed like of the whatever chart, whatever thing they were in together. But I've got to see if I can find it.
That's awesome. Well, hey, buddy, I appreciate you calling in tonight, and good luck on the football season. Thanks for taking care of those athletes.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Good talking to you.
For everything, Mike.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. Please excuse the football talk there for about 4 minutes. I can't help it. I can't help myself. I love Disney. I love space. I love football. I love weather. There's a lot of stuff I like. But you guys know, if you set me up with some football talk, I'm going to go for it every time. We have time for about one more call tonight, and we'll have those phone lines open at 407-413-9395. What pixie dust have you gotten on your vacations? We're going to carry this one over to Friday night, so this will be another topic for tomorrow night. So load them up. If you didn't get in tonight, think about your stories. If you tried and you didn't get in, even if you didn't try, I'm going to be waiting for you tomorrow night with more pixie dust stories because these are awesome. Let me reset Skype here because it looks like Alfred's trying to get in. I got a missed call, which I didn't see it come up. So again, 407-413-9395. We'll take one more call tonight, and then we'll call it a night, and we'll get back together 23 hours from now to talk Disney. Also, I wanted to thank everybody who has joined us on Patreon. You guys are amazing. I'm going to keep making more content over there. People that are not on Patreon, no sweat. You're not going to miss any shows. You're still going to get Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You're going to get call-in shows. Nothing is going to go away for anybody that's not on Patreon. The Patreon stuff's just kind of goofy, crazy stuff. Like ask me anythings and, you know, little stuff like that, behind the scenes stuff. Nothing big, but we're having fun. All right, last call of the night is my buddy Alfred. We're going to be meeting up on Splash Mountain. What's up, Alfred?
Hey, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's a good day. How are you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I got my mask today.
The Be Our Guest one?
Yes.
Dude, I haven't even got mine. You're killing me. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I posted it. I took a selfie, but I didn't get the t-shirt yet. I'm waiting for that.
Oh, my gosh. When you get that to me, I'm putting that on all the social media.
Yeah, well, I did. I tagged you in it.
With the mask. Was it on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, so
I did it on Instagram, and I shared it to Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, I don't get on Facebook that often. Let me look. I get on it every morning when I post my picture. I'm looking.
But it's on everything.
Okay, I'm looking. Hang on. Scrolling. The problem is I have too many notifications. Let's see here.
Yeah.
KMOV's doing that. Magical Mouse Radio. Okay, well, I will find it and share it.
Yeah.
See it. So, yeah, I'll find it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it tomorrow. So, have you ever had any... I can't believe I can't find it, though. Have you ever had any pixie dust on a trip?
Yes.
What was
it? I have. Of course, 2008 with Year of Million Dreams. Yes. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. It was actually, I'm trying to think, not this past year. Wait, maybe it was. I think it was this. No, it wasn't this year. It was last year when I went for New Year's. And I celebrated my birthday. And I didn't realize I still had the button on because I don't usually leave it on. I take it off, but I happen to leave it on. And I go up. I was in Hollywood Studios, and I'm trying to think of that quick service near Tower of Terror in that area.
Oh, it's either Rosie's or Fairfax Fair, one of those?
I think Fairfax Fair.
Yep.
And so I ordered some dinner, and guest member goes, happy birthday, and she handed me a cupcake.
I love a good cupcake.
Yeah, although I have to say, it was so sweet, I couldn't even eat it.
Oh, whatever, Alfred. This is why I'm going with you, because I will eat all the cupcakes. When we ride Splash, we are not going to leave a cupcake behind. We do not leave a cupcake
behind. Yeah, right.
It's never too sweet, buddy. It's vacation. Yeah.
I know. I tried. I really did, but I couldn't.
No, you didn't try hard enough. Come on.
It was that sweet. I'm like, oh, I took like two bites. I said, I can't do any more. Done. And I felt so horrible throwing it out, but I couldn't do it.
Oh, it's not going to happen when we're down there at the same time.
No, I'll just hand it to you instead.
That's it.
Because I'm very good at getting gifts.
Good. See, you need to go with Eric. Eric can't seem to find anybody to give him anything. That's all he needs, to not be so happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, you just have to say when you make your reservation that it's your birthday, that you're celebrating.
Yeah, that's true. Any celebration you can put on a reservation always. I mean, the thing is, it's never going to work against you. And if you get the right cast member that sees it, it's gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a card.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll give you a hint. When I call it, because I do this for my guests at the Magic for Less. I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I always tell them that I always call them a few days before all my guests arrive, and I tell them it's a very important trip for this guest. And you know what? I'm not, even if you don't have a celebration, like if you have a birthday, I put that on there, anniversary, what have you.
Yeah.
But even if somebody says they don't have a celebration, I always call and I say, you know what? This is just, it's a very special trip for this person. Because you know what? Every trip I've ever taken to Walt Disney World is very special. I work hard all year to get to go, you know? So, I mean, it's not lying. And a lot of times it works.
No.
So, not all the time, but it works.
Well, this time when I go, I'm definitely having a note. I'm celebrating the fact that I lived through COVID-19.
We all get a button, I think, I hope. No, it should just say I'm surviving 2020. It's not just that anymore.
Yeah, well,
oh,
that
my gosh.
Too. Oh, I can't wait to get rid of this year.
But you know what?
I thought that was last year.
But what if the second half of the year is amazing? What if we turn around and we can save this year somehow? That's how I'm trying to look at that. I saw a post on social media.
I try. That's why I'm doing this business, because I'm going to be wealthy. And I'm going to live at Golden Oak, and I'm going to have the best life ever.
God, that's why I love you, Alfred. You know what? If you can't live in Golden Oak, know a buddy that lives in Golden Oak so you can come visit. So that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But I will be the one with it. Don't worry.
Okay. I got you.
And then I'll have backyard parties.
Okay.
In my house.
You're kind of like my daughter who keeps thinking she's getting a four-door Jeep Wrangler that's white for her 16th birthday. I keep telling her, keep dreaming, kid. Keep dreaming, kid.
Yeah.
You're not getting it. It took me to be 41 before I got a Jeep, so whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's see. My first car that I actually leased on my own, I was 42.
Yep, I hear you. I had my first car was a 71 MGB. I'll have to find a picture of it and put it in the Patreon in those pictures. But it was it was 2 years older than me, and it was $500 when I bought it. So
wow, yeah,
she's not getting a $40,000 car.
My dad, when I was 16, got his car. I loved it though, and he knew it, but it broke down not even a year later. Yeah. I'm like. And then he took my sister's car and gave it to me.
But you guys don't need cars in New York City, right? You take the subway everywhere you walk.
No, I'm riding. Cabs. No, I'm north of the city. Oh. I keep telling you that.
Well, I don't understand. I've never been there. I
know.
Blue Bloods.
You have to come.
I know. I will. Blue Bloods. That's all I know. Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
The Reagans.
Blue Bloods. I'm up. Yeah. So you're talking about masks, I heard. So up where I live, I'm in Westchester County. Okay. Every store you go into, there are signs at the door saying you must enter with a mask on or else you will not be permitted in.
Makes sense.
Yep. So you can't just go to Target without a mask. They're not letting you in.
6 months ago, if you'd gone in with a mask, you'd have probably gotten arrested. But it's.
Well, that's true. Or shot.
Yeah, exactly. One of the two. Yeah. It's a tased at least.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's crazy times we're living in, man. Crazy times.
Uh-huh.
We'll make it.
Totally.
We all get a t-shirt.
Oh,
we are.
Yeah, now I just love it. I'm getting so into the wearing the mask that I love it. I'm like, okay, what can I do next? I can't wait to get my Disney store ones. Those are coming next. I ordered 8 of them.
Oh my gosh, you're going to be set. You're going to have one for like every day and two on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I ordered a YouTube influencer. Well, I'll call him that. He's great. He's In Park Obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks a lot Disney and stuff like that. I ordered his too.
Nice. We love you, man. You're keeping everybody in business.
I am, and I'm getting poor.
Same here. I know. I can't. my problem is I've stopped shopping, but my girls haven't. You know, so I'm like, I got to hide the cards. I want to spend, but I'm being
every
careful.
Every day downstairs for
me.
Oh,
my gosh. I can't.
Between Disney and my music obsession, forget it.
I figure I have everything I need. I'm good. And as long as we can keep doing the show, I'm happy as anything. So this is my toy.
Yeah.
This
and
is
I'm
my
happy
toy.
Too.
This is my toy. I get
I'm
to talk
happy
to everybody.
Giving everything away.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, I got to run because my nephew's upstairs and I want to say goodbye to him before they take off.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't come down here. I thought he would make his debut on the podcast, but he didn't make it down.
Oh, too bad.
I know. Yeah. But hey, give us a call tomorrow night. We're going to carry this topic over one more night and we can talk
Definitely.
About anything else. Something will happen tomorrow before the show. So
I got lucky because I was out. I just got home. I said, let me get on.
It's like you and Wade. We had to have one. Marlessa didn't make it in. So one of you three has to be on every show or else it's not official.
Exactly.
That's it.
So I got to close it out.
That's it. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, Alfred. Have a good Friday.
All right, have a good night.
Talk to you soon, buddy. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much to everybody who's with us. So glad we get Alfred in here. He cracks me up. He's going to have 7 masks, and I don't even know. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see that picture. I got to find it on Facebook. Don't forget, you can follow the show on social media, Instagram and Twitter, at BRGuestPod and at BRGuestMike, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. We do have the Patreon. Jillian was asking about that. If you go to BRGuestPodcast.com, there's a tab on the right-hand side. Just click there. It says become a patron. That doesn't sign you up. It just takes you to the page. Talk about what we're doing. We got some behind-the-scenes videos, Ask Me Anything, some old pictures from the podcast. We're doing some polls. We're talking about stuff. And we're also taking a lot of the show topics for the Friday shows from the Patreon. I'll tell you that because you guys have already offered up some amazing ideas for Friday shows. So this was actually one of them. And we're going to do this as a Friday show eventually too. But I wanted to throw this out there to the larger audience because this is so much fun to talk about. All right, we're going to duck out of here. We'll be back again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Friday, right here at Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. I got to leave you with something that, where was it? Wade said in his chat, where did it go? I lost it. Let me get to it. He said it's the GHP principle. The more gratitude you have, the more happiness you have, the better your performance in life with whatever you do. I'll leave you with that tonight. That's a good topic, a good philosophy to have. Y'all stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.